the studio with me is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Matthew. Nice to be back in the studio tonight.
Nice to see you back. Had you schnitty tonight?
No, I didn't have one of those tonight. I wasn't at the Havelock Hotel tonight. So yeah.
Well, they still got a mention, so there you go.
So they'll be happy.
There's
get
one
that
Judy.
Cash register sound going now.
No. Let's talk tech. And anyone with any questions for you, of course, 822-3000, you can email and text.
I was talking
to
Sam before. Should we ring Craig Kelly on air one night?
Yeah.
Because we've got his mobile
text
number.
Messages.
The text
messages, yeah.
We could ring him on air one night.
Are they actually, he's not dumb enough to put them through his own phone, is he?
No, but I do have his phone number.
Really? Okay. What did he ask advice? How do I do this? How do I mass text Australia?
I think it'd be interesting, but, Sam, we were talking about you can't do crank calls anymore, can you, since they rang the hospital that time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, we can't do those.
No.
So, yeah.
Don't even go there. Don't even think that. Vodafone are advertising 5G. Now, I'm with Vodafone, and I was just telling you during the news break there that I wish I could remember where I was, but somewhere out of the city and miles out, not close, but in a suburb of Adelaide, and I've looked at the phone and it came up 5G, and I thought, okay, the rollout's happening.
You must have found the only place that it's on in Adelaide.
Probably no one else had it.
Probably not. They're heavily advertising they're the world's leading 5G provider.
Really?
That's wonderful, but we're in Australia and they're all around the world. So they've got lots of places around the world. And, I was looking at the map for New South Wales. You were described as spotty at best.
Oh, really?
For its little dots on the map where where 5G's working on there as well.
Okay. So, are they the COVID hotspots, incidentally?
Could have been, because they're up there as well. So, people, when they sign up for a plan or something like that, you're in the city. Vodafone works well for you.
Yep.
It does everything that you want it to go along and do. So I always say, if you're going to swap between telcos, talk to the people that are around you, talk to the people in that neighbourhood, make sure you've got good connections on there as well. It's like when you go to buy a new house or you're moving homes, chat to the neighbours about the internet connections around there as well.
Yeah,
because,
right.
It's one of the key things now that, if you're going to move house, you need good internet in that house.
Yes.
So make sure you always go along and talk to them as well. Who are they with? Are they having any problems? And take some time to go along and make sure that when you do go along and do those sort of things, that everything's organised as well in advance as you can.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. How's 5G going around the city, around Adelaide? I mean, put Vodafone to one side and their claims, Telstra, everyone.
Yeah, it's all over the place, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And
we've still kept COVID out. Amazing.
Yeah, we have too, which I think is funny. They've got, I think Telstra sent me a thing, they've got 75% of the state covered now.
Okay.
There's very few places that suddenly, where was I the other day? And I went to 4G.
Yeah.
But most of it seems to be covered right now.
Okay.
There's even a tower in Nunchunga.
Really?
Yeah. They need, but.
You don't have to move now.
But on one side, it's on one side of the town, which was quite funny. And
nothing on the other.
Chris Marks rang me and said, "We've got 5G in Nunchunga. I knew you'd be happy." I said, "It's on the wrong side of town, Chris." But it'll get on the other side of town soon. But it's rolling around all over the place. So all the telcos, I think, are doing a good job about it. But again, always have a look. Make sure it suits what you're doing before you sign up to a plan.
If you're not with a telco, if you're with a Belong or a Virgin or one of those subsidiaries, you like, that buys the space or however they do it, you still get the same coverage?
So you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't get the same coverage. So always ask all those key questions before you do. So, a lot of people with those, let's say those lesser carriers sometimes don't get the same sort of coverage that other people do out there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right, that's good to know. Phone makers might be having to provide 7 years of upgrades.
This is in Germany. They've introduced this as that they want to see Android smartphone updates go to 7 years and iPhone updates go to 7 years as well. Now, at the moment, companies like Samsung are promising 3 years of updates to your Android phone out there. And I think it's one of the faults with the Android system that we don't get those updates like we do on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Google make the Android operating system. They have to do it and send off it off to the maker of the phone, so it goes to Samsung. Samsung have to send it to the telco. The telco has to send it to you.
Right.
So it's a long, convoluted process on there as well, because they've got to send it to Oppo and HTC and all of those. So after 2 years, they go, it's all too hard.
Yep.
Go and buy a new phone.
Right.
On there as well. So, you know, to me, I think 7 years will be a great idea because, you know, we've got so many of these phones and things that are basically going into landfill in the end.
Yes.
So to go along and force people for 7 years, and they want also spare part availability for seven-year-old phones.
Wow.
Another good thing as well. Wow. So, you know, it's the European Union is starting to go along and put all of this stuff into place. They were the ones, we got a call about a charger last week, didn't we?
Yes.
Somebody bought one of the new phones, no charger.
That's right.
On there as well. That's all part of it as well. And this all stems from the European Union going, we've got too much landfill. How are we going to cut it back? You've all got chargers.
Yep.
Use one of them, you know, as well. It's probably more of an Android issue for the 7 years than an Apple issue. You know,
well, they're good for about 6 years, aren't they?
Well, I just had a quick look tonight, and, you know, the iPhone 6, which was released in 2015, still getting updates.
Yeah, right. There you go.
As well, and it's going to get the new iOS 15. Uh-huh. They won't get all the features on there, but it's still being updated, which is good, and that's what we want. But 7 years, I think, would really throw a spanner in the works for the Android side.
Wow.
But it'd be good.
But their phones are so much cheaper generally, and not the top of the range Samsungs, admittedly. But
I think, you know, if you're going to pay, let's say, $2,000 for a phone, you know what? You should guarantee it for at least seven years
at least
go
five.
Along.
At least
to go along and do that. Not 3 years, and good luck to you as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, iPhones are the same. I mean, they cost that much easily, and as you say, you do get it at least 6-7 years. Well, at the moment, 6 years. Yeah, which is good.
Oh, that's so very good.
That's what you want. Facebook are apologising. Now, what's happened here? It's a racist thing.
It's a racist thing.
Yeah. What have they done?
So, we all hear the term artificial intelligence at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. So, Facebook users watched a newspaper video featuring black men and were asked if they wanted to keep seeing videos about primates.
Mm.
Didn't go down too well, you know, on there as well. Facebook apologised. It was an unacceptable error, disabled the system, launched an excellent investigation. So they said, we apologise anyone who's seen these offensive recommendations.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of problems with AI at the moment. And people, and you know, Facebook, it's AI that's done it. Matthew, it's AI on there as well.
Yeah.
Humans program AI.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they're blaming the machine, but Fred behind it, who programmed it, is really the one to blame for those sort of things as well, because we've seen this time and time again now on, you know, on different things. So I just thought it was interesting. Everybody's starting to point their finger at AI, but as a bloke who's programmed it, he should have done his job in the first place.
Yes.
And really is, you know, we had Google Photos, that got in trouble about 4 or 5 years ago because they labelled, you know, I won't go into the exact details on it, but again, it was just like the Facebook one on there as well.
Wow.
So just remember, when they start talking about artificial intelligence, it's not really, it's the bloke who's programmed it.
Yes. What did you make of Tesla bot, by the way, the robot, the alleged robot that Elon Musk put out?
Yeah.
It was somebody in a suit, wasn't it? That's all it was.
I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say, I mean, they're doing great things with robots.
Yeah.
They really are. But I think it was somebody in a suit as well. Yeah. Dyson, we've got a vacuum cleaner coming out soon that will climb stairs.
Really?
Yeah. It's only a matter of time, Matthew, before they take over.
I know. Let's go to David, who's called in. Hi, David.
Hi, I was going to continue down the road of updates. The Internet of Things, I am horrified how TVs, web-connected cameras, you name it, they do not update the software, they do not patch the security faults, and so that, you know, no-name brand security cameras you bought, you can access on the web that all of a sudden anybody anywhere on the planet can see, various types of internet-connected fridges which have issues where somebody can potentially see what you've got in your fridge because they refuse to patch them, and my eternal friend, smart TVs, which because of changes of the software on the server end, after 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden all the channels start dropping off because you can't get an update to make your smart TV compliant anymore. Well, they really need to lean on these companies to make sure that when you buy these, at times, multi-thousand-dollar devices, that they remain usable for a fair and reasonable length of time.
Yep.
You're spot on, David. You really are. The TV's probably one of my big bugbears when I go out and see people and they suddenly go along. I bought this TV 3 years ago and half the apps don't work now. On there as well, and you've got to say, well, you need to go along and buy now, you know, an Apple TV box, which are always updated on there as well.
Yeah.
And I think they're a much better idea than putting those stupid apps on the TV, which never get updated.
Yeah, yeah. Good one, David.
It horrifies me, and we need to, you know, please don't buy a smart TV because the features, as Richard said, within 2 or 3 years will not work. Yeah. Buy a Fetch, buy an Apple TV, or if you have to, buy a Chromecast.
Exactly right. There's all different, and they can all get kept up to date, and that's what you want to see, David, isn't it?
Absolutely. We want people to get the best experience for their dollar, and we need these companies to show us that respect.
Yeah, good on you, David.
Thanks,
good call.
David.
Thank you. 20 past nine. So that is interesting. Now, what about the big name TV, you know, the Sonys of the world? Are they okay with all of that?
No, after 2 to 3 years, most of
A
lot of the apps are to go.
So even the really big names, not just the little crappy, unheard of, you know, here's a TV
and
brand.
And they're updating. You can go along, people out there, and update your Sony TV. Yeah. And I've got a TCL, and that pumps out an update every month at the moment now, but it'll probably only last 2 years.
Really?
You know, at the moment, you know, for all my apps that I use an Apple TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it gets kept up to date.
Yep.
I know it's secure on there as well.
Yes.
Netflix looks better on an Apple TV than most because they cache all the content for it and are able to spit it all up, which is far better on there as well. So, and sometimes I've got to go out to people's homes, I fix a computer issue, and they go, can you just look at the TV for a minute? I can't get ABC iView on there as well. And that's because the app's just not updated.
Okay. Wow. We've got a TV, a 14-year-old TV. It still works. One of the first 1080s, a Samsung.
Yep.
And what we've done for Netflix now, we had a PlayStation connected to it for ages, but that's gone now. But we just hook up the phone with a little cable.
That's it.
And Apple phone. So, and you're watching a Netflix movie, and it's pretty damn good.
Exactly right. You know, Google Chromecast for people out, you know, as well. You know, as David said before, Fetch TV, and they all get kept up to date, and that's what I like about them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's nothing to update on this. can't even get 76 on it. It's that old. But anyway, that's another story. All right, we'll take a quick break, Richard. If anyone wants to join us on the phone, I've got a question on a text from Roger. So Roger, we'll get to that. Stay with us. And we will. We've got Richard Pascoe in the studio, Adelaide Tech Guy. Any questions for him? 8223 0000.
5AA Nights with Matthew Pantelis.
Roger has texted in, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. My chargers for my Samsung phones only last about 3 years. Chargers.
Yeah, it's unusual.
Yeah.
I've got older Samsung chargers than that at home at my place.
Yeah, right.
I'm not bringing them in for you, Roger, but I just thought I'd say that to you as well. So, yeah.
What would be the cause of that? I mean, they don't need upgrades, clearly.
No, they
They're
don't.
Just hardware.
Yeah. I do have a problem with some people with old power boards.
Right.
You know, I think if your power board suddenly go brown in some spots on there, it's been through one too many restarts as well. So, you know, a lot of the time they don't put out the voltages that they should.
Right, okay.
Just sort of quickly slide that way. Buy some new power boards, people.
Maybe that's part of it. Jason at Salisbury East. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jason.
Good, hi. Richard, I've played me call some YouTube videos through my iPhone, and it automatically comes up as being muted. I've got to double tap to unmute it. Is there a way to stop doing that? It automatically mutes as soon as it loads.
It does, doesn't it? Not sure at the moment, Jason, because it just seems to have happened in the last, for me, the last couple of weeks.
Exactly,
same with you?
Exactly, yes, exactly.
Yeah, so it's something they've changed in there.
Okay, so just to put up with it for the moment, I reckon.
Yeah, you'd have to put up with it for the moment.
Quick answer.
It is too. You're on an iPhone, aren't you, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're getting ready for iOS 15.
Mm. Okay, well, I've got an iPhone 5S, so there you go.
Well, you won't be getting it, Jason, let me tell you.
Actually, I've got an update because about 3 months ago. Figure that's what
they would
too.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about before. That if it's a critical update, Apple will still pump it out to something that's. I mean, the iPhone 5's. It's old enough.
2014.
Old enough to vote.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
No, it's doing the job for the moment, so I can afford another one.
And that's exactly right. And that's what I think most of the technology should lie as well.
Yeah.
All right?
No worries. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Jason.
Good on you, Jason. Thank you for the call. That's interesting. And it's good, isn't it? Is it easier because Apple's, you know, kind of just more structured that way? You know, iPhone 5, 5S, 6, 6S.
Because they control the software and the hardware.
Right.
It really is. And, you know, once both are controlled, it becomes so much easier. Like the Google Pixel phone is pure Android and really operates on the same way that, you know, iPhones do.
Okay.
So there's no, you know, third-party software on there. It's a pure Google experience.
Yeah,
so
they're
just like Apple. They can pump the update straight down.
Who's Android? Who is that? Google?
Google.
So they kind of own that and have outsourced it to Samsung and whoever.
Yeah, they license the operating system out to people.
Okay. So then they pass it on to Samsung, to Oppo, to whoever else.
All of those. And then they put their own skin on it.
Yeah.
So that, they put that coat of paint on there to say that it's theirs.
Yeah, right. Interesting. All right. Now, talking of Apple and their normally excellent operation, they've paused plans to scan phones for images of child sexual abuse, which I think is a terrible decision.
Well, we discussed this a few weeks ago, and privacy advocates have been up in arms saying they're going to look at all my photos and, you know, all of those sort of things on there as well. So, you know, they paused it for a while to try and go along, and they called it spyware and, you know, things like that. Didn't bother me at all. I thought it was a great idea. It will probably come back in some way, but it was going to be coming out this year, but now it's on pause. And I think that's a mistake. I really do.
I do too, because, I mean, what an excellent way to catch people doing that awful thing, having child sex photos on their phones or devices. And, gosh, they can look at my photos. I'll be bored, you know, whatless.
Exactly, but, right, with mine as well.
But go for it. Oh, yep. I don't mind that at all. No, they've got to get onto that, I reckon. If they've got that technology, well, go do it.
And what surprised me is that Google and Facebook do it right now.
Do they?
Yeah.
So they're looking.
They're already looking.
Well, of course they are, I suppose.
They're looking.
Yeah. At their servers,
You know, so it was just an Apple report was reporting the least amount. That's why they stepped up to say, you know, we're going to really do this.
Okay.
And all the privates out because it's, you know, Apple are number one. So, you know, it's people in, it's a tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah, I guess so. So do Facebook and the others report it if they see?
Yeah, they do.
They do, yeah.
They do.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, which is good.
Yep. How often should we be restarting our phones?
A lot of people never do it.
Yeah.
Until they get into problems on there as well. So at least twice a month is optimum for you as well. I'd probably like to see you do it once a week on there as well.
Just shut it off and
restart
it. Shut it
off and restart it.
Okay.
Now, anything more than that, it's unnecessary as well. Stops all the applications running in the background, shuts them all down. And like refreshes everything, and you find, you know, if you do it once a week, your phone will be a lot quicker when you do it as well.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Which is good. And that's what we want to see. And once a week will just actually improve your battery health as well if your phone.
Okay.
So it's not a bad idea to go along
good
and
to
do
know.
That.
The other thing, probably with iPhones, and I don't know how the Androids work, but and I forget how to do it. Is it a double tap where you get the multiple screens? You know, everything that's open. Or everything you've looked at, every app.
Nowadays, and this is for people at home, Matthew
play
and I both
got,
we've both got our phones in hands. You pull up from the bottom, so you open it up, and you pull up from the bottom like that, and then you can see all the apps.
There we are. So you can flick them off, and that makes it work faster too.
No,
doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Doesn't do a thing on there as well, Matthew. Sorry.
All right. Well,
people get obsessed with closing them all down. They'll say, "Oh, it's going to make the phone work quicker than the battery," but the phone is smart enough to go, "You know what? I'm not using it at the moment. We'll put it to one side."
Okay.
And then you know, people who go along and reload it actually uses more battery.
Right.
On there.
Okay.
Only a minuscule part, but it just
every little bit. That's right. It's like you know, not accelerating downhill.
That's exactly right.
So, there we go. All right. Couple of quick things. We will see a new iPhone in September. So anyone thinking of maybe updating it, probably
just
a good time not to.
Hold off at the moment. Telcos hate me saying this, you know, but we keep bringing it up at the moment.
Yes.
We should see the announcement, which will be like, I have to get up on a Wednesday morning very, very early the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Should be out by the end of September as well.
Right.
Windows 11 will be released again on the 5th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Getting phone calls about it, so I thought I'd bring it up. Don't panic about upgrading yet as well. Windows 10 is very good, will be supported until 2025.
Right.
So it's a great operating system out there. Windows 11 at the moment is probably Windows 10 with a coat of paint.
Okay.
Slightly buggy at the moment. There's a couple of things in there, which hopefully they'll have all fixed by 5th of October. Mm. And you should see some new PCs floating around as well with Windows 11 on them.
Right.
Will run on, will be upgradable. The Windows 10 ones will be upgradable, probably if you bought your computer in the last 2 to 3 years. If not, you'll have until 2025 with it.
Right.
As well.
Wow.
It's not good for landfill.
No. No. What else could you do with them? Build a wall, I suppose.
Oh, it's just, it'll be fine. People hung on to the Windows XP ones and things. Yeah. I saw something in another Windows XP the other day as well. And we will probably see a new Apple Watch in September as well, which is, because the Apple Watch is the number one selling watch in the world now. They've got some new, already got the health benefits in there with the heart rate and the ECG and everything. The rumours around, it'll have a blood pressure sensor.
Hmm.
It'll monitor hypertension, check your temperature as well, detect sleep apnea, and believe it or not, perform blood sugar readings.
Really? How?
I've got no idea, Matthew, but that's the hot rumour.
That's normally a pinprick.
I know. So maybe you put it on and it just like stabs you on the way through.
Maybe can deliver the vaccine.
That'd be good.
To the unvaccinated.
I still say, Matthew, if the vaccine was in beer, it would be over by next Friday.
Yeah,
so yes.
100%. That's absolutely true. That's really interesting. Okay, is there anything left that Apple can do? I mean, there's the phone, there's obviously the tablets and everything else, but the watch? It's got to be the car, doesn't it? They want to rival Tesla.
I'd say we're going to have a car soon.
You reckon?
Yeah, in the next couple of years, I'd say a car. They keep buying people from other car-making firms. So, like Matthew's car-making firm over here, they're doing some things. They just buy them and bring them in. So I think we will see an Apple car.
Wow. Wow. Wonder how that'll work. It'll be probably... Will it be electric? It'd have to be.
Yeah, I'd say it'd have to be electric.
And maybe hydrogen?
Could be.
Wait and see.
It's exciting times, it'd be the next big product that goes along. But they make enough money at the iPhones at the moment.
Well, exactly.
And the computers as well.
It's unreal. Unreal. The world's biggest company these days, isn't it, I think? Richard, great having you in. If anyone wants to find you during the week, apart from Pilco tomorrow afternoon.
That's it. Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.